So, new track, new everything, and obviously we decided to nominate the hardest selection in our range, C1, C2, C3. We had simulations from the teams and the expected lap time in qualifying on our model was 122.9, and today the best lap time was 123.1, so I believe that we are in the range. Probably tomorrow it would be better, but just to say that with the simulations coming from the team, so we have been able to assess a lap time that was very close to what we had today. When we face a new track, this is not always possible because there are a lot of elements that are not very clear. This morning we had a lot of track evolution. The track was dusty at the beginning. The track evolution basically was hiding the real delta lap time between compounds, but the three compounds were working quite well. In FP1, the weather was much hotter compared to FP2. We were interested, especially in FP2, because of the conditions that are a lot more similar to what we have in qualifying and the race. The three compounds are working well. The limitation is on the front left in terms of wear. We have seen quite high wear on the front left. I would say more than expected. The tarmac characteristics are slightly different compared to what we were expecting because we got information from the local promoter about the track characteristics. Unfortunately, it was not possible to send our engineers with a laser to measure the track, but we were expecting a roughness a bit higher than what we have now and the level of grip a bit higher. In any case, it is, let's say, in the average of the other circuits in terms of roughness. And as I said, the limiting position for the wear is the front left. Maybe, but you can ask to the teams that can give you a better answer on that. Maybe it's due to the fact that this circuit requires a lot of combined traction because of the characteristics of the layout. I believe that the teams are in general trying to protect the rear tire to get a good traction for a long stint. And obviously this is, let's say, overstressing the front. And that's the reason why we have these extra wear on the front left. We had abrasion in few cases, also a bit of graining on the front left. We are checking the tires from FP2 to see if there is anything else relevant. Looking at the strategy predicted before coming here, we thought that it was mainly a one-stop race. Looking at the level of wear today, I'm not so convinced that we will have a one-stop race because, as I said, it's a matter of wear on the front. It is true that until the tire is completely worn, the performance is still good. So probably the teams are going to use the tire as long as possible. Also because it seems that it's quite difficult to overtake here. So that's why I believe they are trying to use the tires as much as possible. But if the tire is completely worn, they have to plan a two-stop strategy. What else? I believe that the delta lap time, I told you already, between hard and medium and medium and soft should be 0.7, same between hard and medium and medium and soft. Obviously, tomorrow morning, if teams are going to use or to make another comparison, often it happens between medium and soft, we have another data for the comparison, because as I said, the track evolution was quite high also in the afternoon. So the estimation of the Delta lap time is a mix between what we have seen on track and our modeling preview. No other elements for today. Questions? Darshan.
Yeah. Hi, Mario. How is the tracked surface and tarmac different from other Middle Eastern circuits like Bahrain and Abu Dhabi?
If we compare, is in the middle between the two because we have Abu Dhabi that is on the lower side of roughness, and Bahrain that is the highest roughness for the championship. So honestly, this circuit is in the middle between the two. It's not really comparable with the other two circuits. Dieter.
Ciao, Mario. Mario, one of the things that I picked up from people in the region is that apparently the circuit has got more sand or potential for sand on the surface than the other Middle Eastern tracks, possibly because of the location, etc. I mean, we know that in Abu Dhabi, for example, it's a built-up area. Is that true? Have you picked that up?
As I said, yeah, at the beginning, for sure, there was a lot of sand on track. What we have seen from other circuits in Middle East is that at a certain point, even if there is some sand on track, for example, Bahrain, the sand is below the tarmac, and so is not affecting the grip level. And I believe that this morning in FP1, we have seen a lot of sand flying, especially when they go offline. But for the rest of the weekend, probably even if the wind is taking some sand on the track, this is not affecting the level of grip for the rest of the weekend. We don't have support events here, and this is not helping in, let's say, cleaning the track. But I'm not expecting that the grip is worse in the next days because of the cycle.
One of the things that you told us about Bahrain, Mario, was that it's got the micro roughness where the sand actually goes into the, can I call it the holes in the tarmac, and fills them up. Does that apply here as well?
You are right. This tarmac is different and it's a lot more closed. So maybe, but not having experience is difficult to predict. Maybe this effect of the sand is a bit more here compared to Bahrain, because in Bahrain we saw this this effect with the sand going into the small holes in the tarmac. While here the tarmac is a lot closer. More compact compared to Bahrain. And so maybe the sand is still staying on top of the tarmac. But looking at the lap time, I believe it is still the level of grip in line with our expectation. Adam?
Yeah, I don't think he told us what would be the What are the what would be the preferred race tire, and what are they going to qualify on? Are people going to try as usual and go for the medium, or is the soft a good starting tire for quick guys?
I believe that if the delta lap time is confirmed, 0.7 is quite a big delta, and so if a team is planning to run a two-stop strategy, the soft is still a possibility also for qualifying. Clearly, if you target a one-stop strategy, the soft is not the tire for a one-stop strategy. To give you an idea, today in FP2, with long runs, with a mix between a run with low fuel and a run with a high fuel, as an average after 12 to 15 laps, the tire were worn. I'm talking about the soft compound. And obviously, being the race 57 laps, if you target 15 laps with a soft, it's impossible to have a one-stop race soft hard. Also, because we have somewhere also on the hard. That's why, if you target one-stop, it's probably medium hard. Darshan?
Yeah, in Qatar, you got some info, data and info from the circuit. But for Saudi, you will have nothing available next week, in 2 weeks' time. So how is the preparation going on? And do you think the track surface will be as slippery as you found it in Turkey last year?
It seems that the track, the surface in Jeddah is smoother compared to what we have here. That's the first indication, but we didn't measure it. And in terms of preparation, we adopt the same system that we have for any new track. So luckily, we have 10 good teams providing reliable simulations. And that's really important for us because with these simulations, we can assess the circuit severity, the layout severity, and therefore prepare also the prescriptions. And that's really helpful for us. But these are the only elements that we have. So we have, let's say, in terms of weather forecast, we have historic data that we can collect also on the web. We have few information about track roughness, and we have simulations from the teams that are probably the more relevant information. Adam, is your hand up from before? A new one? Okay. Okay, any other question?
Well, actually, I do just a quick one about next year's old car testing. Will they still have to stick with the demo tyres, or will you be able to free up some sort of proper race tyres now they're obsolete? Has that been discussed at all?
For the test with previous cars, we always provide the what we call driver academy tyres, also because the materials and geometries and design of the race tyres is confidential. So we control any single race tyre and with a barcode, and it's those tyres are collected by Pirelli at the end of the race and not used for any other application. So we still provide different tyres compared to what we use for racing, even if next year we have 18 inches tyre. So the current race tyres are not, let's say, relevant for giving an advantage to the teams that are testing with the cars. It's more for confidentiality. Okay. Thank you very much to everybody.